This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between November 1 and November 30, 2022. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury is within 10 degrees of the sun almost all month long and is unavailable for observation. On the 26th, Mercury will be 10 degrees east of the sun in the evening sky. On the 30th, the sun sets at 4:44 p.m. PST, and Mercury sets at 5:24 p.m. PST. Mercury is 94% illuminated and 4.9 arc seconds in width. Do not observe any planet when it appears close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus is within 10 degrees of the sun all month long and is unavailable for observation. Do not observe any planet when it appears close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Mars is in Taurus the Bull. On the 1st, the planet rises at 8:35 p.m. PDT, with a disk that is 94% illuminated and 15 arc seconds in width. Mars increases in brightness and diameter as it approaches opposition with the Sun on December 7th at 9:42 p.m. PST. On the 30th, Mars rises at 5:08 p.m. PST, with a disk that is 100% illuminated and 17 arc seconds in width. A telescope capable of magnification of 100 times or more will be needed to show the disk and any large surface features. Jupiter is in Pisces the Fishes. On the 1st, Jupiter sets at 4:10 a.m. PDT, and on the 30th, at 1:13 a.m. PST. Jupiter's disk is 46 arc seconds in width on the 15th. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot and the four bright Galilean moons, which can be seen moving back and forth, roughly in a line centered on Jupiter. Saturn is in Capricornus the Sea Goat. On the 1st, the planet sets at 12:50 a.m. PDT, and on the 30th at 10:02 p.m. PST. The rings and Saturn's largest moon, Titan, can be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Uranus is in Aries the Ram. On the 1st, the planet sets at 7:59 a.m. PDT, and on the 30th at 4:59 a.m. PST. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension, 2 hours, 57 minutes, 10 seconds, with a declination of 16 degrees, 27 arc minutes, 20 arc seconds. Uranus is 3.8 arc seconds wide, and so a telescope with a magnification of 150 times is needed to show its diminutive disk. Neptune is in Aquarius the Water Bearer. On the 1st, the planet sets at 3:39 a.m. PDT, and on the 30th at 12:43 a.m. PST. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension, 23 hours, 35 minutes, 15 seconds, and declination, negative 3 degrees, 59 arc minutes, 41 arc seconds. Neptune is 2.3 arc seconds wide, and so a telescope with a magnification of 150 times is needed to show its diminutive disk. Full moon occurs on the 8th, last quarter on the 16th, new moon on the 23rd, and first quarter on the 30th. Daylight saving time ends on Sunday, November 6th at 2 a.m. Set clocks back 1 hour according to the sentence, spring forward, fall back. A total lunar eclipse will occur during Tuesday morning, November 8th. The moon enters the penumbra at 12:01 a.m. PST. The moon enters the umbra, the darkest part of Earth's shadow, at 1:09 a.m. PST, and is fully within the umbra at 2:17 a.m. PST. Greatest eclipse occurs at 2:59 a.m. PST. The moon starts to leave the umbra at 3:42 a.m. PST, and finally leaves the umbra completely at 4:49 a.m. PST. The moon fully exits the penumbra and the Earth's shadow at 5:56 a.m. PST. Griffith Observatory is planning an all-night live stream event. The link for this is https://griffithobservatory.org/event/2022/2022. total-lunar-eclipse-broadcast-november-8-2022 /. The southern Taurid meteor shower produces 5 meteors per hour at maximum activity. The Taurids, both north and south, are rich in fireballs. The peak occurs on the night of the 4th through the morning of the 5th. The waxing moon will be 87% illuminated and will interfere with observations. The northern Taurid meteor shower is much like the southern Taurids as far as the rate is concerned. This year may show an increase in activity. The peak occurs from the night of the 11th through the morning of the 12th. The waning moon will be 88% illuminated and will interfere with observations. The Leonid meteor shower produces meteors that are often bright with a high percentage of persistent trains. The peak occurs from the night of the 17th through the morning of the 18th and may produce up to 15 meteors an hour. The waning moon will be 36% illuminated. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.